Kansas State University and most of higher education in the state once again did not come away from the just-completed session of the Kansas legislature with much of the help they had asked lawmakers for. Despite that, Kansas State's head, President Kirk Schultz, says this really was one of the more positive legislative sessions the university has had in many years in terms of new dollars headed to K-State.
Governor Brownback and the regents have been particularly interested in funding specific kinds of projects as opposed to general fund increases that allow the university to elect and decide kind of where to invest those dollars. So the good news is we probably got somewhere close to $16.5 million in new funds for veterinary medicine, for animal health programs, for moving research from Plum Island in New York to the Biosecurity Research Institute, engineering, and then finally some additional money for repair and rehabilitation, which on our campus continues to be a major issue for us. So those are really good. On the side where we certainly would have liked to have seen some additional progress, there was at least a modest salary increase for all state employees that got lost in the last few days of the session when they were trying to get some bills done, and that was a disappointment. There were longevity bonuses were passed, but less than generally it should have been for our classified staff. And they did make some progress with CAPERS. And I think one can argue whether people like that, but I think the fund balance kind of solution that they came up with, I think, is a reasonable compromise that makes a big difference to a lot of K-State people who are counting on CAPERS for their retirement.
As we look at what they did, does it bother you that it seems to me, in a way, they are deciding what Kansas State University is going to be teaching, the direction it's going, instead of educational experts?
In an ideal world, certainly, my preference would always be that they just provide us additional general fund dollars that the leadership of the university and the faculty staff and the senates and so on could really be working together to say, okay, we got this number of dollars. This is where we think we need to invest them specifically at the institution. However, if the game, if you want to put it that way, with securing resources for Kansas State isn't going to be played that way, then I look upon it as my job is to go and make sure and secure as many resources as we can for Kansas State, even though we can't necessarily do them in a broad sense across the board. What we're trying to do, though, is if this is the way, and I believe it is, that the governor and the Board of Regents are going to continue to fund new initiatives and new programs as opposed to just a general fund increase, what we want to do then is make sure we're being creative with what we do with tuition and fee dollars and things so that maybe some of those monies then go to salaries and things because we've got programmatic dollars coming from the state. So to me, we have to look at tuition and fees and state appropriations together when we look at what our budget picture looks like and not look at them as two completely separate entities. And that's traditionally how it's been done in the past.
And maybe I'm not understanding, but it seems to me that if money goes to vet med, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But every student that comes to Kansas State University has to take courses in the College of Arts and Sciences, and yet Arts and Sciences wasn't even mentioned.
Right. And neither was the College of Education, neither was several other major contributors to the institution, both in teaching and research, did not receive any dollars coming out of this sort of an arrangement. So the only way to provide additional money to places like Arts and Sciences and Human Ecology and so on has been through some internal reallocation. And what we're doing there to help, and we still got a ways to go, but to help, is taking the dollars that we were giving to athletics, intercollegiate athletics, and those are really going back mostly to Arts and Sciences and some to College of Human Ecology, which are two chronically underfunded colleges at Kansas State.
You mentioned helping with building, maintenance, and repairs. How far behind are we?
You know, the numbers, somewhere in the $400 million range. We are making some progress, so we're chipping away at it now. What we need is big chunks of money. But what this has allowed us to do is, if we look over the last several years, we've replaced a lot of roofs and windows and sidewalks and steam lines and things that perhaps weren't considered very sexy or the kind of projects that you drive through campus and could see, but are basic infrastructure things that make sure that our buildings at least are a little better than they were previously. So we've actually made some pretty good progress there, but what we need to do is secure additional dollars to go in and do major renovations to existing buildings on campus where we gut them and completely redo it. And if you do that, you modernize it, it's more energy efficient, it's better space for our faculty, staff, and students, and it gets pulled off the deferred list because it's now got a new roof and new internals on the building. We have a proposal that we're forwarding now to the Kansas Board of Regents to provide significant dollars to our Architecture, Planning, and Design College to redo Seton, that big, huge building that has got more deferred maintenance issues than almost any other building on campus. That would completely gut it and redo that. And so we would help Architecture, Planning, and Design get better utility of our space in the middle of campus and pull a significant amount off that $400 million deferred maintenance list, because we're going to take a big building and completely redo it. So if that kind of comes through the next year's legislative session, we're going to start making big chunks of that $400 million and start taking it down to at least in the 200s of millions of dollars, which would be a substantive step forward.
Now, Kansas State was not the only one that did not get what they would like to have gotten. What does higher education in the state of Kansas look like now after this legislative session, especially in lieu of past legislative sessions?
I think we had a significant meeting here on campus with faculty and staff to talk about lack of progress on salary and benefits issues and things like that over the last 4 to 5 years. The good thing is that sent a message not just the senior administration here, but to the Board of Regents and to the governor's staff and some of our legislative leaders that we can't keep ignoring some of these issues. And so our preliminary conversations suggest that the budget proposal the Regents will make this next year will have some special projects, kind of like the ones that were funded here for the different six institutions, as well as a salary package, which we have not been able to do in my 3 years in Kansas. That was just never went through. So I do think that we're going to start to see a combination of a general fund increase coming to institutions, as well as some specific targeted projects, which was really, frankly, how things went a decade ago. So I think we're moving back in that direction. What that percentage will be and any of that stuff, who knows? And just because the governor may say, hey, this is a great idea and put it in his budget, doesn't mean it's going to necessarily come to pass through the legislature. But I do think we are starting to come to a meeting of minds that just doing specific projects isn't going to help higher ed as much as it could. You have to have a combination of general fund increase plus specific projects to help us really move the economy of the state forward.
We saw this session significantly cut taxes. With that in mind, are we really going to get more money to do anything?
I've had a series of interesting conversations with many people after the legislative session, and I think there is some concern, certainly on everybody's part, about, you know, my word, what did we do to ourselves? I do believe there's still some sense that we have figures that have been kind of thrown out on both sides of the equation, one that's really a doomsday scenario, one that's probably overly optimistic. And I do think what will happen in the next several months is all those folks are going to get together and we're going to agree, I say we collectively, on what the real impact of that tax package is going to be and have that ready for the legislative session to make possibly some modifications to what was done. So, you know, when I woke up the next morning, I was probably, you know, didn't sleep well, worrying about that. But as I talked to individuals in Topeka and around our campus and around higher education in the state, we feel that there may be some modifications made in the next legislative session to be sure that the state is being aggressive with taxes but not putting ourselves in a deep hole.
Is there a blindness? Is there an apathy? Is there a misunderstanding? Is there, I'm not sure what, a lack of knowledge on the part of state legislators as to what they're doing, not only to higher education, but education in general in Kansas?
You know, I think if we talk to, say, the legislators from that represent Manhattan, I think they have got grave concerns about just the legislative outlook about K through 12, higher education, all of that kind of stuff coming out of the legislative session. And sometimes I think near the end of a legislative session, it was this way in Kansas, it was this way in Mississippi, it was this way in Virginia, every state I lived in, when people are frantically trying to get something done, I do think sometimes we kind of lose the forest for the trees and people get honed in on, I want to get home and get this done. I think there needs to be a lot of dialogue over the next 6 months. We're going to have an election of every House member and every senator in November in the state of Kansas. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see what people think of what the legislature did this last year, and people are going to vote with their feet. And so let's see what comes out of that November election, which could have a lot to say about the direction of the future tax plan and what happens in the state of Kansas in regards to education.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.